Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to another episode.
Buckle up and chill.
Hope you enjoy the show.
I can't believe it's all like that. Fucking pass it over then, dude. I've been waiting all day for that
podcast. Let the madness begin. I am pissed right off the bat. Grand Canyon plays tonight. Buckley attends that school and comes here in a Pistons hoodie, and I'm not happy about it. You'd think when you, not all my money, but you'd think when you pay this amount of money, you could at least get a few t-shirts, right? I had one t-shirt, wore to school one day, had a kindergartner, first grader yank it. Didn't it rip a hole in it, but you know when it gets ripped, like the stitching, mm-hmm. and then like one side's hanging down, the other side looks normal. That's what happened, so I don't really have any gear. They gave me a swag bag, and they gave me like a bunch of, like a charger, and they gave me a bottle opener. They did give me a bucket hat. I should have wore that. That's the only cool thing.
See, that would have been perfect, so I was going to say, I wouldn't blame you for not wearing a t-shirt in this cold-ass garage, but
I should have wore the bucket hat, I know.
On top of that, you don't have anything, but you promised us you would hook us up with your little school discount you got. You haven't hooked up your buddies.
What school discount? For what? At Grand Canyon?
Yeah, we all said we wanted a t-shirt.
I do have a 10% discount at the store. I do.
Hey, well, just for you, I did rep a little purple today.
Thank you. Those are the colors right there. Yes, for clarification, I'm online student Grand Canyon. It's in Nevada, people. I am.
Don't let him lie. He flies his private jet here every week.
Yeah. Me being a school teacher, I got a private jet. Yeah. I'm very blessed, though, and I mean this literally. There are three teams that I'm hardcore rooting for in the tournament: Michigan State, Oakland, and Grand Canyon. And I know Grand Canyon's random, but I absolutely deserve to be fully in their corner. I'm a current student, right? It's no bullshit, though. It's not just. But, like, you know how some people have, like, that random pet team?
Right.
Like, Nevada for you a little bit.
Right, yeah.
Which you still can claim them.
I have
an ultimate claim for Grand Canyon. And no, for the questions I'm going to get in the comments, well, would you root for Grand Canyon if you didn't go there? No, I wouldn't. Okay, but I do go there, so fuck off.
So, oddly.
My reasoning for a pet team is because I got this hoodie during our picks in the NFL season, so. That's my reason, so I like yours a lot better.
And they won yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Well, what I was getting at was Grand Canyon actually has a chance to run into Michigan State.
In the Sweet 16.
There's a chance.
I have them in my Sweet 16, Grand Canyon versus MSU.
I actually have that game in my bracket as well, so it's a possibility.
And I was actually looking at like the real side-by-side numbers. They're playing St. Mary's, by the way, out of the WCC, which is Gonzaga's conference. But St. Mary's doesn't match up well. It's a good matchup for Grand Canyon. Obviously, it's still 12-5, mm-hmm. so it would still be a big upset. That's true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 7 seed lines difference would be an upset. But they're the last game now. I'll be rooting hardcore. And then we got Michigan State Oakland tomorrow.
Well,
very exciting. I don't think anything so far this tournament has topped what we witnessed last night. And you mentioned it, Oakland, the Grizzlies. What an incredible story.
Golkey, the guy who went 10 of 20 from three, has an incredible story. Number one, mm-hmm. he had about 350 field goal attempts this year. 342 were from three. He only had 6 or 8 two-pointers attempted. Don't quote me exactly, but it's pretty much right on that stake. Golkey's from Minnesota. He had no Division I offers. He came all the way to Hillsdale. You guys know Hillsdale, right, in Michigan?
Where was he before this?
Was actually
community college? Or
it was at Hillsdale, Division II. Okay. So I heard Greg Campy interview. So he's played 5 years at Hillsdale, including a redshirt, but he has his COVID year, right? So he said he wanted to go D1.
Got one offer.
Campy, I'll tell you why. Yeah. No one recruited him. Campy is good friends with the Hillsdale coach, and the Hillsdale coach said, dude, you got to take this guy. So that's why. He wouldn't have had an offer if he didn't have an in with his coach with Campy.
And then, because he knew that Campy would let him shoot.
Yep.
So that was the main reason. I mean, that
it is tough as a coach, and piggybacking on what you just said, it's tough as a coach to like let a shooter shoot at that volume, no matter how good they are. It is tough. Takes a different type of cat.
That's what you call
giving. I'm one of those coaches too. I'm the same way. I'm like, whatever people are good at, let them do it. But most coaches are not. I'm serious though. Most coaches would never let that fly, ever.
Is that what you call giving someone the green light? I even heard
Dude, whatever, go beyond the green light is what he got.
I've heard of a purple light.
No, yeah, he was getting heat checked a little bit, but it worked out for them. I am really happy because all you hear, being that Oakland's local, that Campy's just a really awesome guy, but he's never got that tournament win, so I'm very happy for him.
That's crazy, too. 40 years.
40.
Never a tournament. Well, you got to remember his first 12 years were at the Division II level, so he didn't have a chance for... It's really his first tournament win in like 27 years because he coached a long time with them being Division II. But he's guided them through a lot. He guided them to Division I in that shitty conference. I don't remember what conference they were originally. And now they're all the way up in the, what's their conference called? Horizon League.
Yep.
So he's really propelled them to making real money. And here's a crazy stat I heard earlier. NIL allotment for Kentucky, 21 mil.
1.9.
Yeah, you heard that too.
Yeah, I did.
I was just trying to say that.
That's a crazy difference, man.
That's wild.
And he pointed, or he alluded to it as well, or he just said it straight up. He's very blunt in his interview that I listened to with him. I mean,
I love that. He's always blunt.
Yes, very cool quality. Just the way Oakland was able to answer every single thing that Kentucky was trying to get back in that game. And you almost feel that way when you're watching those games, like, once the higher seed or the team that's supposed to win goes on that run, you think they're done. And they just counterpunch with everything. Big, who was the guy? Townsend made that turnaround jumper late. It was a fantastic game.
To go off that, there was about four or five different times in that last about 15 minutes of the game, the second half, where I said, in Kentucky going that 5-6-7 over. Mm-hmm. I said, oh, it's done. I said it was fun for Oakland, but then somehow Oakland always came back and made a play, which can be mentioned, which is an ingredient of a veteran-laden team. Townsend, though, quick tidbit on him.
Cool story as well.
Yeah, do you know it?
If you're talking about his parents playing, but just go for it.
He scored 38 in the Horizon League Championship, too. I watched that against Milwaukee. But, his dad played there, and he said he held, obviously been there 40 years, he held, I don't know his first name, but Townsend... as a baby, when his dad had just graduated, and he's like, he said something about babysitting, or they went to, I don't know. He's known him since he was really little, though. And so to be 20 years later, and for him not to just be on the team, right? For him to be the leading way. I know his goal key yesterday, but the whole season's been Townsend. He was Horizon Player of the Year. It's a unique story, and then you add the goal key story on top of it. It is. They're the story of March right now.
And yeah, now he cemented that family. Now they're fucking story to be talked about forever.
But when his dad played there, they were just got to Division I. They were horrible. They're like 3-30.
Throughout the whole season, Goldkey was averaging 10 points. And he was just going off this night at the right time. And he was throwing up anything he was confident was going in. And when you're shooting like that, you just keep shooting. It was wild to watch. It was unbelievable, some of the shots he made. Dude, falling completely sideways on one shot in the corner. That's just unbelievable sometimes.
Kentucky was making some tough shots at the end of the game,
Reeves.
And then it goes to what I said earlier.
Oh,
there's
Reeves
made so many times.
They
Reeves.
Forced too many, too, because they were trying to match
at the beginning,
Oakland.
Well, yeah.
The whole game they were doing that. Didn't try to get inside, or they couldn't. Maybe they couldn't. I don't know.
Do you want?
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I did miss a little bit because the Red Wings themselves were playing an in-season playoff game against the Islanders, so I was flipping back and forth, but I made sure I was watching at least the last 3 minutes.
Huge win though, right?
For the Wings too. I mean, it was a great day, and it's so cool. You know, well, back to the tournament. I mean, I know I don't watch all season. I love the tournament, and it's so cool that we have a Cinderella team locally now. You see it all the time, and we're...
Especially, though, it's not... Okay, what you said is 100% accurate, but it goes, like, deeper than that, because we understand it's local, it's a Cinderella, okay? That's the surface level of it. But to beat a Kentucky team, which, in the last three tournaments, hasn't gotten past the second round even once, now four tournaments, and Kentucky is, you know, a blue blood. And to sit there and put them to an end again when they have two lottery picks plus a plethora of top recruits, you didn't just upset someone. You upset a giant. And on top of that, I want to go to still the same subject kind of, but Golke said something. I watched the whole press conference after, like 20 minutes of it. So this didn't get around the internet, but he said something that resonated with me as a former player. He's like, if you ever played the game, he's like, you're in a zone, and he's like, you're throwing pebbles in the ocean. Or he said some phrase like that. And obviously I've never been on that type of level, but just relating as a basketball player and a shooter myself, I remember a couple games in high school, Lance Cruz North, I was 7 of 9 from 3 in a game. Cousin O, I was 7 of 10 from 3 in a game. No, I'm not gloating. I'm just saying, you know that feeling. It doesn't matter. If I can just get it off, I know that bitch is going in. Like,
you just get locked in.
That was his mindset. Like, Sean was saying, like, he was leaning. You remember all his body contortions and all that? I've been there. Like, I know what it feels like, though. Like, and it was refreshing to hear him say it because I thought that the whole game. Like, he's in one of those zones. It's like, I don't care what the defense is. If I can get the fucking shot off, it's coming in. That's all you need as long as it doesn't get tipped.
It's like when a batter's seeing a beach ball.
Yeah.
It's like going 4 for 4, Sean, when you're...
Yeah,
the play,
and
they
start saying you're seeing the beach balls.
You can't miss it.
Yeah,
you're
in a real baseball game, not beer league softball. Going 4 for 4.
No, I'm talking about baseball.
No, I was just talking in general, baseball.
Honestly, baseball is what I meant. I wasn't even talking about softball. It's just you get locked in and you can't... You're so confident in yourself that you just can't miss the ball. You can't miss a shot. It's the same thing, same concept.
Yeah, so another thing is, it's getting lost in the sauce, especially locally. I feel like nationally this game tension is still due with Oakland about NC State, their upcoming matchup. NC State was never making the tournament unless they won their conference tournament. They were the 10th seed in the ACC, which only got 6 teams in. Would have been 5 if they didn't do that. Excuse me, sorry.
Cute.
I have a point. They had to win 5 games in 5 days, which was incredible in itself. Then they come back, and who'd they beat yesterday?
Texas Tech.
Yeah, and a tough Texas Tech team.
Yep.
Very tough. Can't be said to himself, too. It's like, dude, I don't think they'll be tired. He said they got to get tired at some point. I don't think you get tired. What I think happens is the luck's got to run out, right? They've won 6 in a row. And the thing is, they didn't win the ACC tournament as a 3 seed. Like, it was desperation. They had to win 5 games just to get here. It just adds to the story of Oakland. It's nuts. I'm going to be so intrigued by that game tomorrow night.
Think about we just talked about North Carolina State, right? NC State?
Yeah.
Think of the last 3 opponents they had. They had to play Duke, right? And then North Carolina, and then Texas.
No, they didn't play Duke.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah, they didn't. Duke lost in the first round, didn't they? No, Duke lost in the first round of the ACC tournament.
ACC is not easy to win, though. That's what I'm getting at.
No,
so, like,
it's a weak conference this year, though. Very weak.
Well, we still got
have North Carolina and Duke, and then nothing, pretty
well,
much.
Well, they still had to beat North Carolina, and they did that.
Yep, and they beat them in the championship game.
Then they had to come in and beat Texas Tech. Now they get Oakland. You see like a let up on them, maybe like
I just think the luck has to run out at some point.
They're looking past them already type game.
Who's looking past anybody?
NC State.
Dude. Okay.
No, Oakland just caught the eyes of the world. I don't think anymore.
And even if they didn't, bro, this is the fucking NCAA tournament. The 16 seeds don't even get overlooked. Trust me. No one looks past anything in this tournament. Upsets happen. I get it. And people, that's the hot take. But it's stupid. Talk to any coach. Not talk, but listen to any coach. Anything. This is to win a championship. Every game. They know how crazy upsets are. No one looks past anyone ever. Purdue does not look past Grambling State. UConn didn't look past Stetson earlier. Auburn did not look past Yale. Auburn just blew it. Okay, that's a fact.
Right.
Auburn blew the fuck out of it. No one looks past anybody because everyone who's in this tournament, player or coach, staff member, I'm gonna fuck announcer, hardcore fans, they know how crazy the upsets are. So no one ever gets looked past. Sorry, I got very passionate about that.
Yeah, no,
and it's not just your comment. It's because I hear that shit constantly in the NCAA tournaments, on the radio, on Twitter, certain people I know, and it bothers me because it's so far from the truth. It's so stupid. Yeah. No, UConn doesn't even look past Stetson. Not at fucking all. Because you know what Dan Hurley is telling his team? Look at fucking Purdue last year losing to Farley Dickinson.
Well, you could say UConn, you could say Tennessee, but if you look at all these other top seeds, the higher seeds, how many of them got to off to a slow start and just kind of... It wasn't them. It didn't look like them in the beginning. And they might have picked it up.
So I don't know.
The game, but some of them couldn't finish it.
So here, hold on.
Go ahead.
Let me try. Because you're going to cap it with probably what's right. My guess is that, and it's one of the reasons I love the tournament, is all the different styles of basketball going up against each other. So then, like Arizona and Long Beach, I'll say Long Beach was winning most of the first half. And then I think Arizona and the talent that they have, they find out the style, and then last 3 minutes of the half, and then into the second half, they blew them out.
Agreed. Before you say something, Buck, each conference has a different play style, do they not?
Facts.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty much saying what I was going to say. No, you're right. No,
yeah,
fact.
Like the Big Ten
style.
So when
you clash them together, it's different. It's different. You're seeing everything differently now.
Yeah, because when you're in the conferences and – everything you two just said, every single second of it was correct. The conferences, too, it's year over year, so you don't have to prepare as much because you know this coach. Like, most of the power conference coach have a decent tenure, most of them. So the thing is, even Selection Sunday, right, and let's say you play Thursday. Michigan State got the first game, literally. 2 days, you gotta travel late. 2 days is not that much to prepare for an opponent you've never seen or not know that much about. That is why a lot of these upsets happen, because the styles, and especially when you get the higher seeds upsetting the lower seeds, the styles are crazy different, because typically the little guys play so much, they just basically die and drown on their own strength. The power teams will try to be variation about it.
I think there might be a little advantage to playing right away because you don't have that long break and you're kind of
Everyone plays right away. It's either Thursday or Friday.
I mean,
everyone
you said 2 days. Some teams wait 3 days.
Some teams get 3 days. You're right. Some teams get an extra day.
I mean, if they get knocked out early in the conference tournament, they might be waiting.
Yeah, as long as they're still at large, all those little schools can't afford that. Look at Indiana State, Exhibit A. My goodness, they're 28-3, lost in the semifinals of their conference tournament, and don't even get in the fucking...
Didn't Providence get hosed a little bit, too? A
little bit. I'll tell you this. Indiana State deserved it for me more than that, and I'm so...
Shout out Josh's Providence.
Dude, the hype for the Big East is out of hand at this point. It's not that good. Like, I watch Big East basketball. It's not that competitive. Okay, you have UConn, okay? They're a unicorn for any conference, okay? What am I looking at? I'm sorry, yes, I see Marquette. Okay, two really good teams. Everyone else is in. No, I'm not that impressed with Creighton. I know they're a 3 seed. I'm not that impressed with Creighton. I watch them a ton. I'm sick of it. Providence finishes 6th in the Big East and not that good of a Big East, a top-heavy Big East. Like, I'm sorry. It's the same thing as the Big Ten. It's a top-heavy Big Ten with Illinois and Purdue. But then you see someone get left out in the Big Ten. It was whatever.
Minnesota?
One of the middle.
I don't know.
Minnesota's a good point. Someone else. I had a specific team. Doesn't matter. Anyways, someone that's close. It's like the Providence argument is stupid to me, though. Because
I'm not going to say or act like I know what the committee.
But if you just look at like all the metrics and everything that the committee, this is an opinion, that the committee factors, it's like you were close, but you didn't get there. Indiana State deserved it more than you did.
Because all those.
Just sick of that
Providence. All those smaller conferences, they get their champion into the tournament. Is that how it works?
No, it's only the conference, which I heard that today, and that's bullshit. You're only rewarding them for a little bit of the season compared to the whole fucking season. I know you can't take both, but there's got to be some type of fix there.
Well, you have.
Have the regular season worth so many points, and then the tournament worth so many points. So then, I don't.
You go in the Mountain West, Nevada didn't win.
Yeah, but Nevada was already always going to be in the tournament. You're looking at a team like Indiana State. That's the example this year, who didn't win their conference tournament, but should have been in.
Can we?
It's very difficult. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to switch, so.
Hold on. But it's very difficult because you look at Duquesne from the A-10, who was a 6 seed, hasn't made it in 47 years. They get in off lucky conference. They had a couple lucky wins in the conference tournament. They win it, and then they come validate it and win the game. What other way can it be more exciting? I mean, you can't do a conference regular season championship because then if you say you can't have both, so then the tournament means nothing to the 9th team in the Atlantic 10. It means nothing if they don't get an automatic bid. It makes it more exciting. I do get what you're saying, though, because you do get some shittier lower-level teams in sometimes, like Duquesne. But Duquesne just won. So
this year was the first year I ever heard of Duquesne. Well, Eddie's rat-ass picks.
The best, you know what? Best team.
I loved him. I loved
him. I watched Oakland. Oakland would have never gotten in. They dominated the regular season. Oakland would have never gotten in if they didn't win the Horizons. So you know what? If you're the best team in your conference, go out and win it. Indiana State should win their conference tournament. Fair enough. They should at least got the championship game.
Yeah.
I think it would have mattered if they did.
Yeah, Duquesne was the champion of, where are they out of? The MAC?
Atlanta, A-10. But they were the 6th seed in the A-10. Which is crazy to make it. And then they beat BYU. BYU was always overseeded. The committee's obsessed with BYU. It weirds me out.
Well, who were they out of 6? No one knows anything BYU about was the not better team besides you. But we didn't talk about our boys, MSU, what a game they had. Everyone was in that game right there.
All right, real quick. So, are we going MSU real quick or?
Yeah, can
no,
I have my
say
headphones?
What you were gonna say. Oh, these are yours?
Go ahead.
Say what you were gonna say first.
No, please. I was just gonna talk about the Wild game. I don't know how many
please
times.
Go. I've watched every one. So
the game that hit triple digits for both teams.
Oh, Colorado and Florida. Oh,
what
my
a
God.
Game. You could tell they weren't expecting it. The visual at the bottom of the screen was like all crunched up from the triple digits.
Did you notice that? Yeah. It was like wider because they couldn't fit it in.
I was like, oh, yeah, this doesn't happen often.
Well, so the biggest gripe, and great topic, by the way, the biggest gripe so far, and I just read chat rooms of people that talk about the tournament. So when I say people, I'm talking just like not people I know specifically, how bad the offense has been. And I don't think it's been bad as advertised, but it hasn't been great. So that game really pumped it up for a lot of people. And it was at a really good time. It tipped at 4:45. Florida has been on a heater. And Colorado got in by the skin of their teeth. They had to win 4 out of 5 in the regular season. Then they made a run in the Pac-12 tournament. Last season, for that said. And I thought, no fucking way. Colorado barely got here. They're lucky to be here. Florida's ready. Florida lost an SEC title game versus Auburn. They were on a flurry at the end of the SEC regular season. Other than Michigan State, honestly, was my favorite bet. Was Florida was my second favorite bet of the first round besides the Michigan State one. And I meant that even without my heart. I was like, nah, Mississippi State, no chance. But Florida, yeah, that's a tough one. I can't believe Colorado's sitting here. It's shocking. And the game was crazy. Florida hits that 3 with 7 seconds left. And then Colorado hits that fadeaway. It bounced around the rim 9 times.
So, Eddie, which game did you enjoy more, that game or the first half of the Northwestern game?
Oh, my gosh. What was that game you watched?
Did they even hit 40 points in the first half?
It was 20-19 at half.
Was that the game? That's what I was going to talk about. The game we watched yesterday at halftime.
It was
20-12.
It was 27-11.
11.
It was Colorado State and who they played. They were 11. They won.
Who was that?
Who knows?
I don't remember.
It
but
was a better team, I think.
It was a decent team.
Oh, it was Texas.
Yeah, it was Texas.
That was crazy. But we didn't want to watch it, but we couldn't take our eyes off it at the same time.
Well, that's what the tournament is with some of these games. Like, even this, like, you still watch it.
But, I mean, you see a lot of bad.
There's some blowouts.
There's been a lot of bad shooting to start.
For a few
but
minutes.
That Florida game. That Florida game, you got 2 electric offenses. If you look at Colorado, they have like 3 guys almost shooting close to 40% from 3.
Plus a top 10 pick.
Yeah, and then Florida, same thing. They have guys shooting 35 and up from 3. Like,
Florida's one of the most efficient teams outside of 15 feet in the country.
But they both lack in defense, obviously.
That was evident, I'd say.
They couldn't stop each other.
It's almost, it's
they
fun
had
to
10
watch.
Straight. Colorado had 10 straight baskets. I was getting so pissed. I had Florida too.
But that stuff annoys me at that point. It's like, my God, I like scoring.
I know.
It's like when you can't get one fucking stop, it's like playing 2K on rookie. It's like playing 2K on rookie. You can never stop anybody. Everything.
It never seems to happen when you're in the winning side of things either.
It did on Thursday. MSU. We didn't miss much.
No. But the last shot, too, for Colorado. Oh, my God. It was like some Kawhi Leonard shit.
Kawhi's just craziest of all time. But yeah, it was some Kawhi Leonard shit.
Before that shot, though.
Kawhi's is insane.
And it was
from
three.
Go watch Kawhi's. Kawhi's is nuts.
Yeah, and it was from three.
Fade away in the corner, too.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Dude, Colorado, I thought that was a miss. We were watching it live right before.
Me too.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, it's overtime. Let's cover
it. Okay, that's what I thought. I went like this overtime when it bounced out initially.
Yeah.
And then it bounced, and then I thought it was going to bounce out again. And then it hit the rim three more times.
And
go ahead.
Go.
You're good.
Eddie?
No, the three before that, though, from Clayton.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That's when we were going nuts.
Almost a logo shot, just to tie it up.
Not almost a logo. I know he was on the logo, but he was to the right. But, dude, he was like 7 feet behind the line.
Okay, all
right,
fair enough. Man,
dude, that was a lot shot. I couldn't believe he pulled it.
But no.
I'll pull that shit.
And his last shot for the buzzer beater was, the distance was spot on. He was just a little off.
The distance was perfect. I'll tell you why. Because it ended at the bottom of the backboard, which means the distance was literally, that would be the bottom of the net. It was literally perfect. It was 2 feet to the right.
Oh.
Foot and a half to the right, maybe. Don't quote me on exactly, but
that would have been the most incredible finish.
But
to the game.
No, I'm happy you noticed that, though, because some people who don't get that act like that shot's that far off. That shot is fucking right there. It's like a foot and a half off.
And if he had, there's only 1.7 seconds. You have an extra half a second, he might be able to line it up just a little bit better.
I know. I know he's thinking that, too, because he didn't really get to set himself all that well. That's probably why. You need to catch it and have two dribbles, then you can really set yourself, which you didn't have time for, obviously. But all right, we hit Spartans now?
No.
Hit me then.
All these upsets.
I'll wait at some point. I got a ton to say on them.
List
I'll wait. I don't mind waiting. Yale was crazy. Obviously, OU.
Duquesne.
We had 3 11 seeds win.
Here's some list of the winners for our draft later on in the episode after we get a couple.
We had Kansas was fags. I hated that game. I hated NC State.
What I wanted to bring up. Another thing, just the runs that people go on. The fucking, who was it? Dayton. Was it 18-2? 20-2.
24-4 to end the game.
Yeah, that was
last
7 minutes.
I thought I was toast.
But I swear to God, I watch tons of regular season. You do not, there's just as many games played in a week that there is in 2 days here. So that's what I compare it to. A week, hear me when I say this, though, literally. Compared to a week in the regular season to 2 days in this, okay?
Yeah.
It's like the same, right? 16 games that we care about during a week in the regular season, right? These are 16 games we care about, right? I watch it. I've watched it since I'm yay high, bro. Every year, I see something I haven't seen all season. Every time. Nevada was up, what were they up, 19?
19.
No, it was 19, at least, 19. I think. 19-ish. Okay, whatever. I think it was 19, though, honestly. I'm pretty sure, I think about it was.
Up a lot.
19. Okay. With, 7:09 left. Do you know how hard it is? Just think about this. If Nevada got the ball the rest of the game with 7 minutes left, so that's 30 seconds each possession, so that's 14 possessions total at that point. You could have just ran out the clock, took a shot clock violation for 30 seconds every possession, and Dayton would have had almost no chance because he would have ran a half a minute off every time. It takes a lot to really blow that. You got to really fuck it up, dude. That was astonishing.
These two teams, I watched a lot in the regular season. I almost watched almost every game of both teams. I watched them religiously.
Dayton watched a lot of Nevada.
Dayton and Nevada. Those teams I've watched a lot of games they played. Thing was with Nevada, Dayton took away Nevada's best player, and he couldn't even get shots off. I don't even think he ended up with double digits. We're talking about Lucas here.
I know.
Great shooter, shoot anywhere, just gotta find an open spot. And but he couldn't even get the ball to him. And the Dayton run was 24-4 with 7:36 left. That was from that point. That was the run.
My 22 comment was when they finally got the lead. God, I know, that's crazy. We still have four games that haven't even tipped.
That's what I'm excited for, watching it live on the pod.
So you got,
because we started in these games. Well,
these are all starting at like the exact same time. We're going to have four going. 949, 950, 955, 1005.
This Purdue game's kind
of... So Houston Long... Dude, three of these games are gold, though. James Madison, Wisconsin, gold. TCU, Utah State, gold. I don't care about Houston Long winning. That's my favorite.
Is Purdue the fourth team from the Big Ten going to advance?
Well, Nebraska lost. It'd be the third. Oh, no, Illinois. Michigan State, Northwestern, Illinois, Purdue. Yep. We're 4-5, Big Ten. Nebraska lost. We're 4-5.
Still got Wisconsin left.
Yeah, and we have Wisconsin. We had six teams in. So, Wisconsin's going to win, too, I think. So, hopefully Big Ten's 5-6. I can't believe Northwestern that overtime today was.
I think the SEC's only got Tennessee.
The comeback.
Dude, the SEC's like 1-5 so far.
Right? Tennessee was their only one so far. Yep.
What was that guy at the end of, who the hell Northwestern play?
Florida Atlantic.
Yeah, they pulled up for a three-point for a chance. I mean, they had a lot of time left to go get the game-winning shot.
Florida Atlantic.
He pulled up way early. I mean, thankful because I had Northwestern.
In regulation, just
as a coach, would that piss you off?
Would it
or
piss
did
me?
That piss you off? Not would it. I'm,
honestly.
Oh, shit, what just happened? Did that happen to you?
No. It did. See, that, watching it does not piss me off because it's entertainment. And honestly, I laugh and stuff like that. If I'm the coach, I probably have half had hair because I'm pulling out half the hair in my head. I'm not kidding.
Florida Atlantic.
It drives me nuts when my teams do it. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Stuff like that. When I'm watching, we were just talking about Florida Atlantic, Northwestern. Nah, it doesn't really grind my gears. I laugh at it at that point. Like, damn, you really fucked up. If Michigan State does it, I'm punching a hole in my laptop. I'll be so pissed. Or the Pistons, it really don't matter. But
FAU should have won that game. They missed a free throw in regulation, and that's how Northwestern...
Dude, they had like 9 chances to win it in the last 3 minutes and fucked it up.
Totally blew that.
I'm happy.
Just like Auburn. Auburn followed right in their footsteps and blew it. Auburn's was worse, though. Auburn's was worse. Auburn was real bad. It's just like how, Yale, another one, would have never made it. They were the 4th seed in the Ivy. They win on a crit. Did you see how Yale won their conference tournament championship? They were down 5 with like 11 seconds left. And the other team had the ball. They turned it over. Yale got a layup real quick. They go, they get it. The other team misses a free throw, and Yale goes down, hits a 3, and wins. Maybe they're only down 4. But yeah, it was. But like, my point being, Yale would have never been in. They need a basic miracle to get in, and then they win a game, just like Duquesne.
Yeah.
It's crazy how the tournament works like that.
Just like
that's why I like the conference tournament part of it.
Yeah.
Because two teams
well,
just
no,
did
I,
it.
I do think that team's deserving too.
Hold on, NC State just did it too. Same thing. Well, yeah. NC State, I know they're bigger conference, but they would never win it if they didn't win it. And they won a game. Three teams that would never had a bid without winning the conference tournament won a game yesterday.
Well, you got Auburn, Kentucky, and BYU both trailing that whole game, always chasing, and then they never can get the lead.
The most impressive stat, and that just jogged my memory about OU, is we'll get there.
Oh, I'm just sorry, tapping.
Sorry, I love this conversation. It's March, bro. The most impressive thing about OU, it's not even the 10 out of 23s for that guy. I know that's crazy, but it's not for me. That second. Wire to wire. Kentucky never led a second.
No way.
Never a second. From the beginning of the game till the end of the game, Kentucky never led a second.
That's wild.
The whole game.
See, I thought when they flashed the free throw stat, I was like, that's going to come back to bite them. And that's going to be so sad. But worked out.
Oakland.
And they're good free throw shooting team, too. Oakland.
Very good. They shot like shit.
Yeah.
They're one of the best in the country at free throw shooting.
I know. That's why. Oh, my God. It's going to come back to haunt them.
Just but, okay, Kentucky in the defense with that, though. I think the game would have been the same no matter what. Because Kentucky missed a bunch of just right at the rim or little floaters 6-7 feet away. They missed a lot of easy shots. They gave and what that gave Oakland was the ability to go in transition. Because if you score and you gotta take out the basket, the defense gets a lot of time to set up, which is not good for Oakland. Because 3-point shooters, like Golkey, you want to be in transition where the defense is off balance, discombobulated. So that was a big deal, though. Kentucky was like 50% on layups. I saw the stat today. They missed a lot, or within like 5-6 feet. They missed a lot of easy shots.
That's where these upsets are happening, though. That gives the higher seed gets a slow start, and they just never get back into it. They can't get the lead. Duquesne was that way. They were up like 9-0 to start the game, and then from there they led the whole time.
Every game, all four major sports, are games of inches in their own way. We all know how football is, right? Okay, fourth and inches, okay? Hockey, it could hit the post by this much, right?
Game 7, Red Wings. Yeah.
Inches, correct? I'm moving fast. Inches, correct?
Yes.
Baseball, you can tell me on inches. Fair foul ball, robbed homer, an umpire calling a call third. Inches, right? Basketball never gets talked about it, but it's the same shit. Like, Kentucky missing a bunch of those bunnies by inches cost them the game. And then if you want to do a buzzer beater that goes in and out, right? Look at the Colorado shot. That went in, but inches, right? Like, it was on the side of the rim. I mean, that's like a centimeter.
Right.
And it won them the game. Every game, football just gets that label. Mm-hmm. Every sport is a game of inches.
Just an inch off.
Even
the
soccer is a game
way.
Of inches. Every game is a game of inches. Every sport.
I'm not the greatest shooter, but I consider myself a good shooter. And every shot you take, you miss by just a tad, and it's hitting the rim,
inches.
Bouncing out. It's
inches,
centimeters, even smaller, dude. It's
I miss many shots in my life by centimeters, many shots.
No.
Because basketball is tough because the rim is solid and bouncy, and the ball's bouncy, so you gotta really. It's tough. Basketball's tough. That's why no one in the world can even make half the three-pointers in games. Not even Steph Curry, nobody. Because it's that close.
Shooter's touch is a real thing.
Yeah, it is. You're going to have rotation. Yeah. Steph will tell you. I've watched all his videos.
But
I teach my kids.
Touch.
I teach all my players all his stuff for kids. Because it is. It gives you a chance. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
I don't even. That's fucking. I don't know. Let's pause.
Yeah, good pause time. I'm going to pee. Right into it. We started a fantasy baseball league, okay? And I'm the commissioner, okay? I have never played, okay? I didn't even know it really existed until this year. And I was like, okay, I watch baseball. I love baseball. So I'm like, I'll start a league, $25 a person. It was a struggle to get 10. It really was. I'm like, okay, I'll do it. It can't be that hard. What is it going to be, right? And then I look at it. It's not that hard. Okay, and I figure out the scoring. I ask 55,000 times, what do you guys want? No one answers me, so I have to make a decision on my own. Okay, and that's not my fault. I asked you guys. I try to be nice and transparent about it, and no one gives me feedback. So I do it, okay? Normal. It's completely fair. Everyone plays by the same rules, right? I got 7 out of 10 members constantly bitching about this and that. It's not that hard. If you guys have all these problems, you should have just told me what you wanted at the beginning like I asked. That's what I don't get, though. I asked you guys like three different times. I have proof. Three different times I asked how you guys wanted the scoring to be. Nobody, I'm not even kidding, literally nobody responded to me. I said, okay, then I have to do it myself.
I know why
okay,
I didn't
okay,
answer.
Okay, but we've never done this, though.
But it's everyone bitching at me. It's like, dude, you guys didn't do shit. I tried.
How do we know what we want to do if we don't know anything about
I literally shooters? Laid it out. I said, do you guys want to do categories?
2 hours before the draft.
No! It wasn't 2 hours! Dude, I have the fucking text. God, you guys are...
No, I... Well...
Dude, I said it like 4 days before the draft. Twice! I'm going to find it because this is... It's just getting on my nerves. Everyone is bitching about everything. And you're still going! What is the problem?
No.
You think we have some sort of advantage?
How do we don't know what we want because we've never done it. We don't know.
You want you know the categories. You want to fill all the categories. It's so simple. Like, are we not? Is everyone dumb?
How many?
It's so simple.
In our audience, how many people knew that saves were part of it? I don't know.
I told you they were.
Until you told me.
Saves is one of the biggest stat categories in baseball.
Did you know holds were part of it? part of it?
Because no, Holds is an obscure one. It's awesome because it makes you draft your relief pitcher. No, Holds is the only one that's a little obscure. I'll give that one.
Yeah.
That is it, though. What else is not normal besides Holds?
But, no, with the scoring thing, though, do you want to go off of one win that week or do you want to go off of...
It's too late. You guys didn't answer me.
What is it now?
It's one win. Whoever wins the category.
Like that. Just makes it less.
My dad wanted to do it the other way, and no one answered me. And then an hour before the draft, it locked me out. So no one answered me, so I went with that.
No, I do remember that text. I didn't answer because...
I said it twice in 2 days.
And I didn't answer because I don't know. It doesn't matter. It didn't matter to me. Like, this is just all for fun.
No, and Sean, it doesn't matter to me. Just everyone's bitching about it, but
I know,
they didn't
have input. I'm just talking about it. Right. I'm not talking to him directly. Just about... So, like... Like, either way, I was going to have to learn. So, I'm just kind of going in, like, I'm going to figure it all out as we go. I don't think you had some type of advantage because, I mean, I assume you...
I feel like some of them think I do, though. You were just voicing it. I feel Josh is like, oh, you don't really understand your own score. I'm like, what are we doing?
I know
where I asked for input. No one gave it to me. I made a decision. I had no other choice.
No, I asked you the questions I had about it, and you sent the
I gave everyone so much notifications. I was so beyond transparent. Like, I can't do a better job. I don't know what you guys want from me.
Some things I was just giving you...
Not you, because Sean hasn't said shit, so I'm not roping him into it.
Some things I was giving you a hard time about. Messing with you. It was about the draft.
No, fuck everything else. What you just said a couple minutes ago.
Is that
messing with me?
No, that wasn't messing with you. It's like we don't know which one to do because we never done it. So you pick is what it was.
No, okay, and I did. Then what is the issue then?
I don't have a problem with that.
No, you don't.
No,
you have had a problem for last week.
My question, you know, I don't think
I have it though.
I don't think you know you can answer it, but it's like, what different about the rules would have made you draft like that much differently?
That's what I've been saying. I don't get it. You were complaining about, we've never done this before. I'm not getting my draft spot until an hour before the draft. Oh, my God.
I never respond to that, though.
I guess Holds, but, I mean, you can always work through free agency.
Dude, look at their previous season stats. It's not that hard. They're right in front of you.
Well, that's what I did. I went into the draft completely blind.
So did I. Everyone acts like I have done this before or something.
I
haven't.
Mock drafted. No. Didn't get one in.
No, but each category matters. So, like, you have to draft accordingly. You gotta get guys for average, guys for home runs, guys for steals.
Okay.
And pitchers for strikeouts, pitchers for
yards. Okay, I understand. Get to the point.
That's how you kind of have to draft.
No, duh. Those are all the categories. Thank you. Got it.
That's all I asked.
Like, five freaking texts. Well, it's not fair. Why are you only setting it an hour before? Number one, I didn't know how to do any wheel. Well, we've never done this before. I have to text still. I can pull receipts like hardcore. I don't like doing that, but I can.
Can you pull up our fantasy?
That was more
what? Baseball?
Yeah.
What do you want?
Because I don't have my phone. My phone's recording. Go to our fantasy baseball.
Oh, the actual app. That was in the group chat. Yeah. I thought you wanted receipts from that.
No, but straight up, though, the text the day of, I was just getting nervous and kind of freaking out a little bit.
Hey, like, then everyone else text me because you're freaking out. So just be a grown-up and get over it. It's a $25 league.
That was just between me, you, and Sean. I didn't say anything.
Okay, but you don't get it. It's not just you. I get it from Alec. I get it from Josh. I get it from my dad. I get it from... I'm missing somebody in there.
Carney,
thank you.
Yeah.
Not Ackett. Not Sean. And someone else didn't do it. Daniela, no.
Daniela
just asked me a question, and I said, this is how it works. And she said, sounds good. I'll do my best.
All I know is I'm going to own the saves category. Class A. Going to have a year.
Sean complained to me.
One of my favorite picks.
I want to make everyone happy when it comes to a league like this. I really do. But, like, when no one gives the input, I have to make decisions, guys. I don't have a choice, right?
And I
everyone plays by the same rules.
Running a fantasy league, I understand that sometimes shitty. But like that's why the inaugural. Wow, that word. Say that. Yes, inaugural.
To be honest,
I'm stuck in a rut. But anyways, the season's only $25.
Right.
I mean,
it's fun.
I know, so and like, it's all grown ass people. It's like,
so
dude,
it's like really kind of the feel it out year.
Exactly.
People who don't like it won't play next year. Exactly. People who like it, maybe you can up it up or up.
This is my point the entire time. None of it's made sense to me the last 2 weeks. Everyone blowing my shit up. Half league, I should say. I'm just like, what is the issues, guys? Everyone acts like they don't know any baseball players. They're ranked for you. Like, everyone acts like they don't know anybody. I don't know that many shortstops. It's like, yeah, relief pitchers, we may not know all the guys. Look at the rankings. It's not that hard. Look at their previous season stats. Sure, it's literally insane to me and ludicrous, though.
Yeah.
Everyone acts like I knew what I was doing. I've never done this. This is all new to me. I've never been in a fantasy baseball league. Not only am I in one, I'm heading it.
Right.
I don't have some sort of advantage.
As you were drafting, you click on
hey,
the guy
as a commissioner,
shows you
though,
last year's and shows
no
you
duh. Drafted. Simple.
It's easy, yes.
I mean, it's always going to happen. You know the rig talk from me and the Wooden Cup forever. I mean,
that's your job.
It just it happens. Though. You have to take the shit.
Yeah.
But I literally have never played before.
The league that I started, we were all beginners.
And my dad is just like, why you have this and then this and that? And just nitpicking. I'm like, dude, I texted him.
Coming from the guy who took every fucking tiger.
I know. Oh, he loved that. I was there. I went there and had dinner on Wednesday and we drafted together. He was taking, I'm like, you're not taking Kerry Carpenter in the ninth round. He's like, I watch Tigers every night. He's like, I'm going to enjoy this. He's like, I'm going to root for the Tigers, and I'm going to root for my fantasy team. Which I do understand, because what's $25 to him? He's like, that's what he said. He's like, I don't care about the money. He's like, I want to root for the players I watch. It was kind of funny.
Oh, I respect that. Right? Hell yeah.
He was taking everyone, so I reached for Lang. I want a Tiger.
Not none.
He was
going to take Parker Meadows in the free agency.
He was the one with Shohei, though. All right, that's enough about fantasy baseball.
Back to the madness.
No, Lions, real quick.
Lions, baby.
Pause the madness.
Start off with something.
With me around, I don't know if you can ever pause the madness. You can slow it down once in a while. All right, so hold on. I got to make sure we got the good game going there. All right, I'm going to put on that.
All the complaints, whatever. I think this is going to be fun. The fantasy football. We can end it on that. I think it was a good idea. I'm glad you started
fantasy
it.
Fantasy football?
Or fantasy baseball, sorry.
It's going to be fun.
I'm excited.
Sure.
Give me back in.
Okay, now if we're going back in, I got to say one thing to that. What are we doing in June and July? What are we doing sports wise? Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. Even August. Nothing. Everyone acts like it takes so much time. Every time you take a shit, dedicate 60 seconds to your fantasy baseball scene and switch your lineup each day. Yeah. It's not that much.
You really don't.
Gabe's tried weaseling out because he says he doesn't have the time to check it. I'm like, bro, how do you spend at least 10 minutes on the toilet every day, right? Dedicate 1.5 minutes of that.
What I do with fantasy hockey, I just set the lineup for the week.
My mindset is every time I go take a poop, dedicated to fantasy. I'd make sure all my lineups set, everything's all good, or sports betting. That's my time. That's when I do it. When I shit, I get it all ready to go because I'm in the fantasy basketball playoffs.
I usually get stuck playing Sudoku.
Do you guys see what I'm seeing, though? You really don't have to change much. You got 3 guys on your bench.
Exactly, and they play almost every fucking day. Every you have to day. Change, like, yeah. just here and there.
Yeah.
You noticed that, too.
Yeah.
I was looking
so
at it,
so you can't... You're maxed out at pitchers. You can't have any pitchers on your bench. Or I guess I haven't tried. Oh,
you
can. Yeah,
whatever.
You want on your bench? Okay.
You don't have.
So you all you always have 6 pitchers in. All right.
Yes,
because it's every 5 days they pitch.
Well, just starters.
Yeah.
Relievers and closers.
Shit.
Yeah. Real quick though, I saw Gage only took 1 reliever. Like, I'm like, is that what you're supposed to do?
I was wondering, because Josh only took 2 relievers.
Well,
this is the talk.
I understand the strategy, because I thought about it. I mixed it up, personally. But the better, I mean...
What is it? Is it 7?
There's holds and saves.
It's 6.
So they just got a couple of relievers for holds, and they're going for the wins and the ERA.
Okay. Because I went. I know I have three relievers.
Because the ERA is the WHIP against innings pitched. So the it's starters seven. Will
okay,
have.
Okay, I have four starters, three relievers.
Yeah,
I think I have the same.
Because I don't know. That's
there is
the
an
advantage
of
out,
doing
though.
To that, though. I mean,
and that's what we all have to try to figure out. It's not like you're
no
right
one knows. Out, literally nobody knows. I don't know. I'll tell you that. I have no fucking idea.
Category, so you got three relievers.
You only have one.
I feel like you have to have a closer.
Oh, you have to,
you have to have a closer.
Gage has one.
You have
and
to
he's
have
the only one who's done it. Sorry. Keep cutting
no, you're good. But you have to have a closer because they're saves.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely. That's why I have three.
My pitching staff's lit.
I got haters, so I'll be good there.
I didn't even think about holds, but whatever. I guess I can give.
Listen, let me explain why I had to do holds.
No, I don't care about.
All
I
the
just,
other categories sucked, and I said, okay, this is something you got to think about. You got to get a couple decent relief pitchers, all right, or at least one. Okay, you know what? Holds aren't going to be the key thing, but because I have there was 12 categories I loved, but you have to have 13 because I don't want there to be ties during the week. And there
no,
still could
fine.
Be, there
I
still
just,
could be, but I don't want them tying categories.
I just didn't
more,
think about
it. The more you, categories you have, the more fun it is. So,
holds are very important, though. It's when you,
I know.
Within three runs, sixth through eighth inning and ninth counts if you go into extras, if that guy pitches a clean inning, it's a hold. Mm-hmm. So you're going to play a week of baseball, and someone's going to win holds like 5-4. It's not going to be a lot. It's not going to be a lot.
I just got to think, do I want to drop Lang for a guy who can give me some holds?
Yeah, and well, there's the sport, right?
I know, that's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I just didn't think about it. And this
thank
is
you
I'm
for
afraid.
A healthy mindset. I appreciate it because I've got nothing
Lang?
But grief.
Did you say drop Lang?
Lang. Hold. Alex Lang.
It depends
no,
what
it
means.
Well, I have Posse and Diaz.
He's
so.
A holder safe
but
guy.
Lang is going to be the get a bunch of holds, though. I'm serious.
Yeah.
He's going to be in front of Foley.
Who's
I'm serious. He's going to get a ton of holds.
Who's the closer?
It's going to be Foley.
Okay. Oh, well, then, yeah, I'm in for Lang.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, because they try to. He was not the greatest closer last year.
My biggest question. I did ask you that. That was the only thing. You said I was pitching. That's the only thing I really asked you. I wasn't sure about. What
there's been you've had many complaints. Let's just be real. So is everyone. I'm over it. It's fine. I think everyone needs to play the first week, and then I think it'll be done. Everyone's freaked out because the records look weird because they played two random games already. So the records are 0-0-0.
How much of those games you guys watch?
Zero.
I know. What? How terrible.
Why would I watch it? It was at 6 a.m.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Hell
how terrible
yeah,
was that?
It's in Japan,
coffee.
Isn't it?
You did?
Yeah, at work. I was drinking my coffee, watching so baseball.
I'm driving to work. When
six.
Yeah.
You must have been watching the later innings than that.
Yeah.
I was.
That's cool.
I was driving to work.
They were on ESPN. I mean, they were on
dude,
an easy
channel.
Dude,
it was different. It was definitely different, but like, hell yeah, why not?
Dude, I don't care about baseball like that. I love the. I watch every Tigers game, and now I'll watch a little more because my fantasy team. All right, way too much time on baseball. All right, we gotta go. Lions are usually a happy topic, but this one's a little more somber. The way it's went down with Cameron Sutton. Starting with the football-wise, yeah, I know he got burned a lot at the end of the year. Okay, he was really good. He was Pro Football Focus's top 12 CB through the first 8 weeks till we had a couple injuries. Listen, Cam Sutton is a good football player. All right, we need him on the team. But Cam Sutton doesn't sound like the smartest person. No, he didn't murder anybody. No, he didn't put he put his hands on a woman, strangulation-wise, sickening, horrendous, heinous acts. Never approve. People who do this are just, they're not right in the head, obviously, no matter what the problem is. Never need to get physical. This guy, but going back to it, he's not going for murder, right? Like, this is aggravated assault. It's going to hurt your life, but it's not going to ruin it fully, right? Why are you on the run?
Yeah.
So they went for the public, what, 4 days ago? He still hasn't turned himself in. And they don't go to the public asking for help unless they really can't find him. And I had a text conversation with Alec, our friend who's a lawyer, will be on the pod eventually. And he's like, dude, they go like probably a full 2-3 weeks trying to find him before they release to the public like that. So he's been on the run for a while.
That's exactly
which
what
makes me think it's gotta be more an aggravated assault, right?
They said it was two weeks.
Yeah.
They were trying to get in touch with them.
And now it's and even when they went to the public, it's been 4 days. Obviously Lions released him. And because of the NFL's personal conduct policy, they're not going to owe him. They'll probably take, they're taking a very small cap hit, but they'll be good. But football-wise, you got to fill that spot. Now a cornerback's in need. That's a fact. I don't – what I want to focus on – here's the question I want to pose to you two after setting the stage there. I'm not condoning the act. I don't like to compare criminal acts. But aggravated assault's horrible. Mm-hmm. Why are you on the run from that for so long? Was it worse? Is there something we don't know? Like, why is he... You're not ever going to get away. What's he going to do, run forever? Like, it makes me think, is there more to it? Or is he really... I don't get it. He didn't kill anybody. Like...
I mean...
It's a good question. I don't have the answer.
It's mind-boggling, though. I'm like, why... Why would you run for that, though? Like,
he's scared, obviously. I mean,
but now you're making it 50 times worse.
Right, because a lot of times, you know, when you're an athlete, it's tried to... I mean, nothing's swept completely under the rug anymore, but they try. I mean, and now it's all over. Like you said, they reached out to the public with your face all over. So,
which is when they're in desperation mode.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're just making it way
your
worse,
phone's
like
been off
said.
For 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's one thing if you just left the scene and then...
Came back with Georgia.
Exactly, guy. Great point. Yeah. Like, that's normal.
Turn himself in.
Yeah, and you know what? He's going to get in trouble, but your life isn't ruined. I feel like doing this now, your life
tell isn't your side of the story at least, but no, you ran, you hid, you disconnected your phone, like...
I'm literally disconnected it.
Went missing for 2 weeks. Like,
it's almost three now.
I heard someone say, how do we even know if he's alive? Like, I mean,
that is another great question.
They said they tracked his license plate somewhere in Florida.
I know, but like that shows that he's
okay,
guilty.
Okay, so the actual injuries to the woman are strangled. She said she didn't pass out. She's got bruises. Okay, I feel uncomfortable talking about stuff because I'm like a pacifist. Like, I don't put my hands on nobody ever. But it's just not bad enough to run for weeks. That's what I think. It's horrible. Don't ever get it wrong. It's horrible. But I'm just like, why is this what you're running from? Like, dude, you fucked up. Face the music and your life won't be ruined. You'll lose your NFL job, but you might go to jail for a year, year and a half for that, something like that. But now I feel like you're going to be...
That was the dumbest thing you could have done.
I know. Now it looks like. That's why I ask questions. There are more we don't know. Like, why is he running like this? Is there a lot more we don't know?
Look at Watson. He came back to the league after he served his suspension. Like,
oh, come on. This isn't just
I know. I'm just saying.
But it's not even comparable. No, not even, though. You can't even talk about it. It's not even close.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm saying.
Then what's your point, then?
I'm saying any legal issues that you have with the law, there's a chance you can come back to the league. That's all I was getting at with the Watson thing. I wasn't
not with that though. No, Deshaun Watson was nonviolent.
What? Okay.
And it wasn't right. And they never proved anything for a fact.
All
right.
So,
but you can't compare. I'm sorry. I gotta put my foot down here. You can't. It's not comparable. This is a violent crime. Not shut up.
I'm not comparing the two. I'm saying
Sutton
had a chance to come back if he just. Turned him, he would have talked to the police.
I agree with that. He did compare to Deshaun Watson.
But once he took off for 2 weeks, went missing, and not.
Okay, and I agree with all that.
Now he's done. He's not coming back to the league.
Yes,
that's all I was trying to get.
But you brought Deshaun Watson. All right. Why then?
I shouldn't have said Watson. I shouldn't have said.
Fair.
All right,
move on.
Issues.
Perfect. Good.
All right.
Move on.
But before that, though, before all this, we thought. Okay, now we have no needs, right? We just signed an offensive lineman.
Zeitler, great signing too.
Yep. Before that, we signed our cornerback.
$6 million too.
Dude, we filled our holes in free agency. And then the Sutton thing happens. Now we got another opening. All right. What should we? Go
I know what you gotta do, dude.
One,
just overpay. Just overpay for Stephon Gilmore in a 1 year deal. Let's go, man.
I'd be happy with
give him 1 year, $12 million. He's not worth that much. I get it. He's probably worth $5 million. Just fucking overpay him. You have so much cap space. Just do 1 year. Obviously, it's like a Band-Aid, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's still 32. Okay, he's not ancient. He can do one season. He's been
healthy
the
last
2 years. He was Pro Football Focus's like 14th corner last year. He's not a star anymore. But you're still you're a damn good player, you know?
I fully endorse that signing.
And then you draft a young one. You don't want to draft a young one and throw him as a CB1 or CB2 behind Carlton Davis, obviously. I'd rather him be depth, like third, fourth, and I just don't get it. I think you gotta sign a veteran, right? You know who's also a free agent, who I love. I have a weird crush on this guy because he's so good at intercepting. Yeah, Xavien Howard.
Yeah.
Dude, he's like the third active player in interceptions. He's got a ton of picks. Look, I'm pretty sure, let me look it up. I think Xavien Howard's 30. He's still young. Give him 1 year, 15 mil. Like, we have so much money.
He's still young, though. He'll want more years, I'm sure.
Okay, right? But he's not signed yet, so he might not have a fucking choice. Look at Kevin Zeitler. Yeah, he's 30, Xavien Howard. Look at Zeitler, though. I mean, Zeitler's 34.
Take that 10 mil that'll free up from Sutton and go get Gilmore.
But the problem is it's not going to free up right now, not until next season. You're going to have some dead
cap space already.
Yeah, you still have plenty of cap space.
Just go do it, then you'll get the cap space back when it does go.
Do you feel comfortable if they don't sign a free agent, both of you question, and they just draft a rookie first or second round?
I do not feel comfortable.
I wouldn't either.
I do like the corners.
I feel comfortable if you sign Stephon Gilmore and then draft a rookie. I feel great.
That's the plan right there. It's got to be.
I do like the corners coming out of the draft, though. There's guys that are going to be around. When we pick, I do like them.
Bro, I'm a geek with college football. I don't even know how to evaluate corners.
So that's what I was going to say. I don't want...
Just like offensive linemen, I just look at the stats, how many times they get beat and all that. It is so hard when I'm watching the games and, like, see how good the corners are. Like, it's very difficult.
That's what I was going to say. I don't want to take my chance this year on a corner. Like, I would love signing Gilmore and then drafting one, like you said, because we can't take a chance. And then we have the Bears who just got Keenan Allen and... I mean, we have some dogs in this division that we're going to need a solidified vet, someone that we know is going to be good, and I think Gilmore is the answer.
You don't die on a name, right? Like, one of the good veteran corners left.
Yeah.
I don't even know who else is there.
I don't know either. You can.
I want to know.
But when it comes to the draft, though, I want to be in the position where our GM can pick best available.
I think we were. You can do that if you sign what's his name? Yes. What did I just say? What's his damn name?
Gilmore.
Thank you.
Exactly. That's my
Kendall point. Fuller signed, right? No, he didn't. Kendall Fuller still. So there's a third one. Gilmore, Xavien Howard, Kendall Fuller. Would you be okay with any of those three?
Just address the situation
Fuller's
before the
slot,
draft.
Though.
What?
Fuller's more slot, though. Honestly,
I know, but Carlton Davis is outside man, so whatever. You just need another corner. I'm not
the
right
guys.
But Owuzie, the guy, remember the guy from the Bears, Shabudu, was the crazy one? He's the big physical guy. I would take that, right?
Don't mind that at all.
Okay, he's still a free agent. There's Gilmore. And then that's it. Okay, all the rest are shit. Okay, but what did I just name? Five? I just name five, right?
Address it.
Okay, and those are five guys that are free agents that will probably take 1 year deals.
Sign one.
I think they will. I truly do.
I do too.
They got to wait a second.
Trade them back. Do whatever you want in the draft then once you sign one of them.
No, you're still going to need to draft a corner because that's going to be a short-term deal. Whoever they do sign, the veteran corner. So you still, no matter what you sign a corner, you have to take a rookie first or second round. You have to. You're going
to
need someone
to
be ready to go. You're going
to
need it.
You do anything. You do whatever draft best available. If it's a corner, you take a corner. If it's a receiver, you take a receiver. You do whatever.
I disagree with that. I understand the best available thing, but not at 29. I mean, dude, 29 is like 29. Like, if you're in the top 12, I get it. Like, bro, these are blue chip. I effed that up.
Well, Holmes already showed us.
I can't deal with this. All right, fix it.
Holmes already showed us that he's willing to trade up or trade back.
And I don't even get into that much with 29. Like,
I mean,
like, where
you
trade up to, where you trade down to. Nothing's exciting
wants.
About it.
I know. He goes for the guys he wants.
But I disagree with the take that best available at 29. Not at 29. unless it's a crazy discrepancy, like this guy has two grades higher than your other guy. But, like, if they're close, you got to take the position in need, which they're going to have to draft a corner. But, all right, I'm over this. Oh, DJ Reader, real quick. Great signing. I love DJ.
I love it.
They're only giving him $9 million guaranteed. You know that?
Yeah.
That's it.
For how many years?
2 years.
2 years.
His full contract, I can't remember. What was it, like 27? 2 years, 27, but only 9 is guaranteed.
Dude, huge boost up the middle right there for us.
So, yeah, Barry, you want to do this? We'll save Michigan State for last then.
Yeah, we can do the draft right now.
Yeah, let's do this, and then we'll do Michigan State.
All right.
Explain what we're doing. Sean, explain what we're doing, though.
So we're going to do a draft. We're going to pick through all the teams that remain, and whoever comes out on top picking the champion wins a T-shirt, just like our NFL draft picks. Or draft picks, picks.
T-shirt? Shouldn't we do a hoodie for this one? It's a little...
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I'm in.
I mean, it's only once a year, right?
Yeah. All right.
A couple weeks long, too.
So, look, okay, real quick, just update game time. TCU, Utah State, 10:30, which is about to start. Grand Canyon, yes, 10:45, which means that we'll be able to watch that.
All right. Eddie.
Only positive room, my antelopes.
Eddie, orange, Bucket, green,
myself, blue.
Excuse me, I'm gonna be orange.
I like
orange. Orange, my favorite color.
Giving away MSU.
I know, but I like orange.
I guess I wasn't even
orange recording. Is the best color.
Alright. So
what am I doing?
Closest throw to the black thing gets to pick the draft order.
Okay, I'm with it. Let's go.
Youngest goes record first.
Youngest goes first. That's
yeah,
me.
We don't have to record. Yeah.
Why don't first. Well, you don't get to establish that. I say oldest goes first.
No,
I wanna go last. First. That's an advantage. I don't give a fuck. I'm
respect
competitive.
Your elders.
I'm competitive. I don't Nah, you're not an older.
Are you scared to go first?
No. Nope.
You are scared.
Go.
Why?
Alright, where do I gotta shoot from?
I'll shoot from where you're where we can sit.
Nah, don't sit on this stuff. Well, that's terrible. Damn it.
Sean.
Shit. I'm bad.
Oh, mine's worse. Should do snake.
Just go inside.
Go inside.
Quiet.
I will. It's fucking janky. I gotta fix that door. I was trying to break in one day because I was locked out.
Oh. Oh my gosh. I'm not kidding. We still got three more games left, so we're just leaving those teams out. They really don't matter, to be honest. We're picking a champion? Is that what we're doing?
Going through all the remaining teams
to see who picks the champion. So it is.
Shit, we weren't paused. All right, so Buckley is picking the order. We are back. Where's the volume? There it is. We are picking the order. The games that are going on right now, it's just your risk of picking them.
All right, Sean first, Eddie second, me third. That means I get 3-4, right? Snake?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'm first. So I got it listed here, 1 through 4, because the last seed.
No, you're first.
Yeah, I'll take you.
I knew you were going to do that.
I don't even think they will. I'm just
going to
cover that base. Just highlight your whatever team.
Purdue.
The one seeds.
That's gay. I knew you were going to take Purdue, though. It's all right. I need something different because I got Purdue and a bunch of stuff. All right, I'm going to take... I got to take UNC. And then, do I want Arizona or Tennessee?
Or MSU.
No, I'm not taking MSU yet.
Don't
steal MSU from me, Jews. I'll take Tennessee. I don't have much things. So
now, Eddie.
I'll take Iowa State. Is that them right there?
Yeah, you fuck. Alright.
Iowa State's
home. I'll go Arizona.
Iowa State's not going to
16. Ooh. You know what? I'll go Marquette.
It's me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
He goes the middle every time. We each get 2 picks in a row, and then he goes.
Go.
I know. Hang on.
There's one seed remaining, Houston.
Do you try and spell Creighton?
I just spell the first six letters. Running out of space, Eddie.
I cannot believe you didn't take Houston. They're nuts.
So you get another pick, too.
I know.
Now.
I gotta go because I love this team. I gotta take Illinois.
Illinois. Damn it. Nope, no, it's Eddie's turn. Sorry.
What is that last O?
Dude, you gotta pick up here right now. You're not picking these teams this early. Come on.
Bama did already complete their game, so I can add them.
Yes, for real. For sure.
I think these are all the only four games over here.
Love it.
Dude.
Hey, grab yourself a blue blood in the third round. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. Love it. That's what I wanted to. It's getting tougher.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right,
grab yourself a blue blood in Duke.
I'll go Bama and Baylor. I'll just.
Yeah.
Eddie, you're back.
Eddie, go. How Jewish are you guys? I mean, don't do it, dude. Seriously.
Don't. Oh, why'd you give him the hint?
I don't care. Like, I don't care about a hint. Just don't do it to me. It's not funny.
I'll leave it for you.
Thank you. Oh. No, that's seriously common courtesy. Let's be honest, okay? I get two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, obviously. All right, I don't want this to go too far. So MSU and then, what is this?
Oh, that's scribbled out. That was Bama earlier, but they weren't finished yet. And I didn't like jinx it.
Wow, this is a real decision.
Yeah. It's probably getting down to where it does not matter, but
God.
And remember, if you want to jump forward on one of these teams,
it's over there. Oh, the game's going
you
on.
Just have to make sure that pick the winner.
Well, Houston's done. Don't put them out there. The game's
wait,
done.
Did you just try to pick Dayton?
Yeah, is that the
you
wrong
picked
one?
The Duquesne.
Oh.
Too late.
Go ahead. No. That's fine.
Well, I'll go with my Gonzaga and Washington State.
There's Eddie Dayton. Go. I found Dayton.
I'll save Dayton for you. That's Dayton.
My turn.
I got the D's. Triple D.
Do? Yeah, you do.
Who did Texas beat yesterday?
It was a horrible game. Colorado State.
Yeah, you guys talked about that earlier.
They struggled.
Wow, Wisconsin down 14.
At this point.
That
take
sucks.
Texas and Oregon.
You're up, buddy.
Who's that one?
Texas A&M, Northwestern, Colorado, NC State, Yale, Oakland. And Clemson. Clemson's up there, too. I missed them.
I'll go with this.
Clemson's chilling, huh? I like A&M. I would have picked them over Clemson.
I'm gonna go with Wayne.
Oh, shit, I gotta cross this off. I already added Houston,
dude,
but.
Dude, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's done.
Oh, but yeah, it is. All right.
Clemson chilling.
I'll go. I get two.
I gotta at least get one of my teams here. Don't take them both.
You already got MSU.
Don't take them both, though.
TCU and.
Oh, TCU's playing right now against Iowa. Or
I know, I gotta get it right. I'm just taking my chance at taking them now. And
oh shit, I got three teams. Oh shit.
I'll go Oakland. Just so I can
take
it.
Who's this?
That's Wazoo.
Alright, Eddie, it's your turn.
Left over there?
Eddie, it's your turn. JMU or Wisco?
Which Wisco is looking yeah, 15 point game. I know.
What the five? We haven't really been paying attention.
What's the last
I just said.
Okay, and then Utah State, TCU, and then
St. Mary and GCU.
That's my squad. Come on, don't do that to me, please. I'm begging you.
They
haven't even played yet.
Good. I'm gonna go Colorado. That's Colorado, right?
Alright, thank God I got Boo Booey. Pretty much have to take GCU, don't I?
Yeah, you do, or it's not a bad thing if I take them.
But not Yale, fucking C State. What's my other? Yeah, definitely. Or Jam. They're about to win. Yeah, but yeah, I'll take my Antelopes.
Alright, Eddie.
Give me Clemson.
Yeah, you got it, dude, by default. They're sitting up there as a 16.
Shit. Alright. So now we should each take just one more?
Yep.
I'll take NC State. Eddie. You got Yale or JMU or unless you think Wisconsin
JMU,
comes back.
JMU. Hang on here.
Yeah, that would. Yeah, you get Yale. right. Quick break, come back, we'll talk a little bit of Spartans. Say that again.
Who do I root for if it's Grand Canyon versus Michigan State in the Sweet 16? Which is possible. If they both win the first two games, they're in the Sweet 16.
I don't think you would even have to decide just watching it. It would automatically pull MSU.
It was honestly a joke. I have educational ties to Grand Canyon, but dude, I would hope that Michigan State would be done by 50.
I think the only thing you would say is you could find one small little positive out of heartbreak.
Yeah, no, honestly, because if Michigan State, I'd be heartbroken that they got knocked out, but I would be pumped at Grand Canyon. That would be fun to watch that in the Sweet 16, because either way, I get a little something out of it.
But, yeah, so that draft, pretty boring, but we had to get it on record. Oh, well.
It's been a while since we had any kind of picks.
I know, we needed a little competition in the pod. It was getting a little lackluster, but
I don't see any way how I'm not going to win this. I have a dynamite lineup there. All right, hit me.
Figures. Coming from the guy who had Kentucky. No, I'm just kidding. Although I'm not.
Okay.
I'm sorry. You didn't pick up.
I know. Let's go.
We just brought him up. MSU. We haven't gotten to him. They played a complete game. They look really good against the other MSU, Mississippi State.
The shittier MSU.
And always MSU getting compared. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. They're always getting compared to each other. And I shouldn't say always, but I have heard the comparison.
Michigan State's better in both sports historically, always. Eddie, you start, please, on the Spartans, though.
All right. Well, I mean,
talk about last game.
Yeah.
Here's what question. Let me get a couple points. Oh, go ahead.
I'll add it to it. You can touch on it all. Touch them all. 12:15 game on a Thursday. How
that sounded like the video.
I didn't mind it because that's
wait, thoughts on that?
That's lunchtime for me. So I had my tablet
that's
and watched
what, an hour?
The full game. Yeah, an hour, but like
wait, thoughts on the game time you said?
Yeah.
Ooh,
on a Thursday.
Let me go second.
Yeah.
I
told you I didn't mind it. I watched the full first half. Then when it came to the second half, I was chilling and watching it. Honestly, like I was watching every second of it. And then it started getting, they started taking over, and the league got bigger and bigger. I'm like, all right, you got this. And so I did some work too. But.
Hold on, I want to answer that because I didn't think about that, and I have an actually super interesting answer. So obviously I was pissed about it initially because I want to be kicking back, hanging out, having a beer, smoking my weed pen right, and watching the game, and not worrying about responsibilities, right? I hated it, so I hate the time. So I have to really maneuver at 12:15. I'm lunch monitor from 12:20 to 1 o'clock. So I have to do the whole lunchroom from middle school, like get them the tables and stuff. Yeah. I showed you this the other night. Yeah. I carry my laptop in my arm like a baby around the lunchroom and do my job while watching Michigan State on the laptop. And I don't know if my dean approves of this. She didn't say anything to me, but she also didn't talk to me, so maybe she was just neutral about it, I don't know. But I was doing my job. I hate it because I can't enjoy the game the way I want to. But it is fun to get some of my basketball players in the lunchroom, and they're like, oh, let me see. So once I get a second, I set it down with them. We watch, we're high-fiving, and Tyson Walker hit that awesome pull-up three in the first half. But it was very interesting the way I had to watch the first half, okay? So that's lunch monitor. Next class, right at my lunch, 1 to 1:30 is halftime pretty much. It was terrible timing.
Yeah.
So then my next class comes in at 1:25, which is basically the second half just started. Kindergartners, 16 of them. 16 5-year-olds people. You think about that. No matter how well behaved they are, still. I put them down, I put two lunch tables down, I put my projector on the wall, and I said, nope. They're like, can we play basketball today? Can we do this? Can we do that? I said, nope, we're watching basketball day. You have to learn how to dribble, you have to learn how to shoot. I didn't mean that at all. They're five, they'll figure it out. But I sat them down at lunch tables, watched the entire second half right there on the wall. No shame.
Mr. Buckley, the cool teacher.
I know, but they're kindergartners. Yeah. They don't appreciate that. That would be very frowned upon, to be honest with you.
Shout out Mr. Kirsten. I think he's the only teacher I remember putting on a game for us.
I'll never not do it. I did the same thing today. I went in the classrooms today because the gym is being used. I said, play on your computers. I won the projector, and I put on the games today. Again, obviously it wasn't Michigan State, but...
It should be an obligation for every teacher to do that, because...
We all live in Michigan.
Obligation.
And you have all these middle school boys at lunch when I was having it. They love basketball, and they're asking me questions, so it's like a productive conversation. They don't know much about it.
And you're a gym teacher, but even if you're in like, English or whatever, but... You give them an assignment, and you put it up on the projector, like, it's something they can look at as they're doing their work, like, just to keep track of what's going on, you know, like...
Oh, dude, I've been in the classroom many years. This is only my first year in gym. I did this always. I taught English a few years. I would always. Yeah. I would plan for those times and have them have easy work so we could just watch the game and chill. Because they're in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
And they're Thursday and Friday, so they're towards the end of the week.
Kind
of
like how you sent like a video to us at one point. It was about the Miami Dolphins. And the teacher put in the
ground. Yeah. The Tyreek Hill receiving yards, yeah.
And it tied into the Miami Dolphins with Tyreek Hill, his yardage or whatever, and how many yards does he need to get to 2,000. But she made it fun with it and interacted.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
And so I actually did some reading on that, because I don't know, as a teacher it struck me like that's super interesting. Right, so
that's your future wife.
Yeah. No, but she explaining, she had a bunch of other videos explaining the way he got the yardage. Like, he got added this, but wait, there's a penalty, so this got taken back. She was like, and they were at that age where they were learning that stuff. So, it was way more in-depth than those videos showed. It was a very creative way. I love that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Adding up the yak and shit.
Yeah. Yes, like, and then showing, like, clips of, well, he got 22 yards, but there was a 10-yard penalty. How many yards did he really get? Oh, that's kind of jazz.
No, I think that's awesome. I mean, mix it in with the curriculum that you're learning. You know, it makes it more fun for most kids. I mean, mostly the boys.
Sports isn't what I'll never apologize for. Like, when I'm doing that walk around the lunchroom, my dean probably doesn't love it. She doesn't say anything. I love her to death. She probably doesn't say anything, but I know she's done sports. She probably doesn't approve it, but it's a positive thing for kids. Sports is positive. You want them interested in that. It's not drugs, it's not partying, it's not doing the wrong thing,
right?
And especially where I'm at, you know, it's easy to get flipped the wrong way. And when these kids are 13, 14 going to high school next year. So sports is a thing you want to have around always. So I try to, and you got to understand, when you work at a school, it's mostly women. So sports isn't beloved by the staff for the most part, right? I think we all agree guys like sports more than girls.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah, you select few, but...
Of course you select few, but for the most part, in general, in the world, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just always try to, because I want them to focus on that more than anything. That in school, dude. Sports is a healthy outlet. No matter if you don't need to go pro, you don't need to go to college. It's just a great thing to do to keep your body in shape and to channel your energy into something that is beneficial to you. It's just,
and there's something you
it goes deep for me, though, you know what I'm saying? It's not just a game. Like, it shaped me as a person. Like, I got a lot of my character traits from that. Like, that's why I'm so freaking crazy competitive.
It's exactly,
like,
what I was gonna get at.
Like,
hang on.
What it does, but it builds character. Like, dude, I remember as kids, like, me effing up. Like, that built me, like, dang, I gotta get better, bro. Like, I carry that now, not even in sports, just professionally. Like, it does matter. It goes beyond, you know what I'm saying? Just on the field or on the court. It helps you as a person, don't you think? Like, shape your character.
That's what I was trying to say.
And it's a family. It's team bonding. It's teamwork.
No, right there. You can't say it enough. Sports relates to life in so many ways. Someone who doesn't play sports can't relate to it because they don't understand. They think it's silly. It absolutely translates to life in so many different ways. You can't say that.
Dude, I could. I'm not going to do it, but I'm not kidding. I can name off 10.
Right. No, like, absolutely. One right off the bat.
I learned how to battle through adversity being a short-ass basketball player.
Yeah.
Being doubted all the time.
Good work, guys.
Just like, it just... But even just, I'm not even going to get on that. just like that is carried over to like that start of like you gotta always be proving yourself.
What about teamwork?
Teamwork, of course, and that's just everything. And then even when you're not playing on a basketball team, hockey team, soccer team, whatever, but at work, you're on a team, kind of, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you're all working for a common goal.
Absolutely.
You work very individually, though, like, for the most part.
Got off topic, I miss
you. Yeah, so we got the setting down. What did you guys think?
That was great, though.
Yeah, what
sorry, it? That's why I love pop.
That is fantastic.
There. All right, go. Basketball, strictly.
We
saw MSU, the game itself.
Strictly.
Got to be a pretty happy fan.
The game we just played.
Let him go first, and I got to go off.
Everyone was shooting. We were shooting a lot of threes. We were hitting them this time.
Yeah, we always
We don't always hit them, though. This time we were hitting them. Our defense on the perimeter is always good. Failed, yeah.
I'm gonna start with Mississippi State quick, and then I got a preview for the Carolina, and I got a lot of points. So bear with me. I don't care. This is my baby. This is what I've been waiting for all week. Okay, that's why I'm on the damn podcast. Mississippi State, Michigan State, I think I watched the Baylor game, okay? I'm telling you, Michigan State played their best game of the year against Mississippi State. I'll tell you why. They played just as good against Baylor, but you played Baylor in Detroit, okay? It's a de facto home game, all right? And you kicked their ass, just like you kicked Mississippi State's ass. But the pressure is not nearly the same when you're damn near home against Baylor in December. Now you're on the road in a foreign environment, and you're playing a team that their strengths are your weaknesses with your season on the line. Guys like Tyson Walker and Malik Hall can't come back. So much more pressure bears. So this was the best win of the season. Not only because of the pressure, but the way they played. You finally shot almost 50% from three, which they are so capable of. You finally out-rebounded them, and you out-rebounded one of the best offensive rebound teams in the country. And even with their, I can't remember his name, number 13, little guard. He's awesome, though. I love him.
Yeah,
Josh something.
Yeah.
But he still went off, and you knew he was good, and they still weathered the storm. You finally saw Sissoko have a pulse. You saw Jay Nakins play his absolute best game as a Spartan. It's about time. He's a junior. This is the end of his junior year. It's about time Jaden Akins went the fuck off. Tyson quietly gets thrown not acknowledged much this game, but he had quietly had a great game, 19 on efficient shooting.
Experience.
You played your best game, and you know what? Coaches will tell you, they're not this year, but I've heard it in previous years. That first game right there, that 12-15 game, if you lose it, it almost feels like you weren't even in the tournament. Your season's over at 2 o'clock on a Thursday. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. It's a tough slot.
It's even worse when your bracket gets busted on the first game.
Yeah, you don't want that time slot, though. You don't at all. But you persevere, and they play their ass off. Their shots went in.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, they are a good three-point shooting team. That is their best offense. It's a fact. They're not good inside. Let's just be real. Their guards can drive a little bit. Their threes have to go down. All right?
Hogard hit.
I was third. Yeah, from the corner. It's the only place you can shoot room. Okay, Sean, you got to bear with me. You okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I don't want to annoy you. Because I know. It's long-winded. Now I move to Michigan State. Next game. Got Carolina. We knew that was coming. That's why I wanted 10 seeds.
The spread is intriguing.
The spread is insane. Before the game started, my guess was 8.5, and I would have been I was somewhere between 7.5 and 9.5, to be honest with you. 3.5 shocked me, and then I heard that sound on the radio today. 52% of the total bets are on Carolina, but 87% of the money's on MSU. So the public's betting Carolina, but the sharps are betting betting MSU.
I think I'm gonna have to bet MSU just because I can't. Not make money if you guys are happy.
Can I say a quick fact, though, and I don't think you guys even thought about this. They are playing in Charlotte, North Carolina, and North Carolina is only favored by 3.5.
Damn.
You get that. It's a home game for them.
Right.
Here's the perfect equivalent. It's like Michigan State playing at Little Caesars Arena.
Yep.
It's exactly what it's like. They're playing at the Hornet where the Hornets play.
Yeah.
It's a home game, and they're still only favored by 3.5. It's not like they're playing guys in Florida or Nevada. Or even Carolina, or South Carolina, or whatever.
Or Delaware.
Dude, thank you, whatever. Name your state. Name your state. They're only a 3.5-point favorite in a de facto home game for them.
It's wild.
That's a fact. I'm not exaggerating whatsoever here. They play at the Spectrum Center where the Hornets play.
To be honest, though, before even like we played Mississippi State, like I'm looking at North Carolina ahead of time. I thought we did. I feel like we match up good with them.
Can I tell you this? I think Purdue is better than North Carolina. And we've played Purdue twice this season. We lost both times. Very close games.
Yeah, both similar.
Showing me that we can hang with Purdue like that, who I think is superior, like on a next level up from Carolina, I really do.
RJ's better than Smith.
North Carolina's definitely the worst one seed, no doubt. I would never put the other three.
Clear this up. RJ's better than Smith. So the guards...
Who's Smith? Wait, what?
Brendan. Brendan Smith, Purdue.
Real quick.
Purdue, point guard.
Oh, Braden Smith.
Yeah, Braden Smith.
Real quick, how many points did Longwood score in the first half?
Against Arizona?
Houston.
18.
23. 16. 43-16 at half. Sorry. Go on.
But back to what I was saying. You look at those guards.
We're not going to do a comparison between, and those are two way different players. RJ Davis is a shooting guard.
You said that we played good against Purdue, but Purdue's got the better center.
I know, and Baycott is still really good, though. Baycott's the second best center in the whole country besides Edie.
He's going to get his point.
So, I know. And then we're able to defend the three well, very well, and like we did against Purdue, which keeps us in it. I think the downgrade from Edie to Baycott, we'll have a better, easier time with Baycott, for sure. Mm. Will give us a chance. It gives me hope that we can play with Purdue like that, and I really... And you look at the 3-1 seeds, or 4-1 seeds, UConn, Houston.
Right in front of you.
Houston, Purdue, and UNC. I mean, what one seed would you want to play if you have to play
UNC?
UNC for sure. Now, RJ Davis is a bucket.
Yeah.
But, dude, we have Jaden Akins, one of the best perimeter defenders in the country. Mm-hmm. Not an opinion, by the way, bitches. Go look at the stats. There's like a Pro Football Focus.
And when he's out, we got multiple guys.
Holland's great on defense. Ultimate prediction. All this hype around MSU and this game, the point spread made it even crazier. The money betting so far on all MSU has made it crazy. I think we lose a close one. I do. We still are outmatched. We have to absolutely shoot the three like we did against Mississippi State. We absolutely have to. We have to. What do you think is the ultimate? I'm being honest with myself. I root like hell. I think they could cover that 3.5 and lose. I think it's going to be a dogfight, but there's so much more talent on UNC. It's hard to really
see. If I'm looking at this game not as a fan, and just
that's what I'm trying to look at.
No, because we have our other side, right? If I'm looking at this game out from an outsider, I don't trust UNC. I don't trust them in this one.
Okay, so UNC, we're 0-5 against UNC in the tournament all time. So maybe we're due for a win. Maybe we're due for a win. Michigan State is against UNC.
Is that with their coach?
Just takes one time.
Just all time.
No, like in the little Giants. One time.
Who was it? Williams? What's his name?
Roy Williams.
That's when he was coaching, though, right?
Grand Canyon on the board. 0-5
all time. It could be over 100 years. I got up there now.
Oh. Well, they're about to make a three-pointer.
Yeah.
I absolutely think.
But what? Do you think we're winning? What's your prediction? I think we're losing a close one. That's my realistic prediction.
It's going to be a close game. I think we pull it out and we end up winning.
You truly believe that?
I do believe it. I think our defense will...
You know the way I put it, and I put this in a sick, sick term, and it's the only way I can really judge myself about my teams. I hate saying out loud when I'm saying it. I think about a real gun to my head with a bullet in the chamber. Who's winning this basketball game, Michigan State or North Carolina? And I have a gun to my head, for real. And I think, who would I pick? I would say North Carolina. I would. And if you ask me who's winning this game, gun to my head, Michigan State or Mississippi State? Oh, I would have for sure said Michigan State. Don't even start with the result.
What about gun to your head, Russian roulette style? You have a 1-in-6 chance only of it.
For what?
Like, would you still say North Carolina?
Yes, I would say North Carolina every time. Oh. I would. I'm sorry. That's me being non-biased. You want me to be a fanboy all the time? Dude, I'm going to be living and dying on every fucking step these guys take at 5:30 on Saturday. And I'm rooting like hell, but I'm trying to be honest with our audience. I can't be disingenuous on the podcast when we're asking. I do think North Carolina is going to beat us.
I think North Carolina will beat MSU as well, but I will bet MSU money line.
We'll do it.
Just because I'll be depressed if they win, so I'll have to get some money out. So I don't want you guys to have any happiness.
I wonder how the
crowd. No sports happiness for you guys. Unless it's the Wings.
I am happy at least we won round one somewhat easily to give me a couple days, right? Because we've had now 2 days of happiness, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
that? If we were out at 2 o'clock on Thursday, I would so not be in this tournament the same way. I still would be, but it would take a little juice out of
me. And like you said, that first time slot, losing your team.
Dude, I wouldn't even, Sean, if they would have lost that game, I think
it ruins the whole demeanor of the day.
Sean, I would have still had an hour left of work. I wouldn't even been out of work. It would have been my worst time ever. I haven't gotten home to watch the games yet, and my team's out. Do you hear me when I'm saying that?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even be home yet to watch the games from my own living room, and my team would be out. That's why I hate that time slot, but we won, thank God. The best time slot is Friday night and Sunday. You get Friday night game, because you get a bunch of teams eliminated before you, and you steal your first game, and then you get Sunday.
You want them too late, though. I'd rather be like 7, 8 o'clock, around there.
I wish the Michigan State game started when this game started tonight. I'm not kidding. The last game on Friday night, I like the latest. Because I like everything to happen before me, and I get a feel for everything, and then I don't want my team to be eliminated, then I have to watch a bunch of games after.
Look at that. You were part of the first game and the last game.
Yeah, we got the first game on Friday.
MSU and Grand Canyon.
I can't believe it, though. This is my squad for real. Second squad. Alright, that wraps it up.
You guys hang out with on the daily.
That wrap her up, where we at?
Yeah, wrap her up.
An hour and a half. Alright, last thing I want to say, though. Wait, I want to go last, though. Say we're going to say goodbye.
So we're saying bye. We're done.
Go Grizz.
Go Green.
Go White.
Alright.
Real quick, three teams live. Everyone listening, root for Grand Canyon, root for Michigan State, root for Oakland. Oakland's going to Sweet 16. They're going to be NC State. MSU, hopefully they win.
Go
Love
Utah
you all.
State.
Love you all. Love you all. Mwah. Smooches.